You're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Chris Matthews. The University of Missouri is full of tradition on football game days. KBIA's Garrett Giles tells us about one tradition that has gotten louder over the years.
52,351 fans. 188 push-ups. One loud boom. The Missouri ROTC cannon crew has been firing a cannon every time Missouri scores during football games since 1954. E.J. Gelvin is the officer in charge of the cannon, which they call the Mazooka.
This is a pack howitzer. It was used World War I. Disassembles into a lot of different parts. It was called a pack howitzer because you can take it apart and pack mules that actually carry it through the mountains.
If you've been to a game this year or last, you might have noticed the cannon's gotten louder.
A couple years ago, we didn't have any money for the round, so we're using the 10-gauge ones. And every single game, we heard it from the fans, like, why are your rounds as loud anymore? What happened to the big rounds? So finally, last year, we went back with the 75 and were able to purchase the 75-millimeter rounds.
Army cadet Jacob Wellner is working on the Mazooka for the first time this year. He and others clean, load, and fire the cannon. He says during tryouts to join the crew, testers pushed him to the next level to know all the information, including the parts of the cannon, as well as the safety procedures.
The 10-gauge shell is actually just a shotgun shell. You can buy it at any sporting store. And the 75-gauge shell is actually, I think it's a half load of a real shot. So obviously it's going to be a lot louder than just a shotgun.
It rattles your whole body, and it rattles everyone in the stands, even though they'll tell you, it rattles them.
Freshman cadet Joey Paduzzi is on the ROTC cannon crew this year. The first game he worked was against Delaware State, where the Tigers won 79-0. During each game, the cadets are assigned a role. They either operate the cannon or they do push-ups, and they swap roles between every game. The push-ups are done based on the number of points the Tigers have on the scoreboard after they score. Against Delaware State, Paduzzi and three other crew members did 495 push-ups.
We're already ready. When they get in within the red zone, we get prepared. All the guys are doing push-ups, get prepared. The cannon's ready. And once they score, we get single fire and pull the cannon.
While the shells for the Mazooka have changed and the booms are louder, the ROTC cannon crew keeps the tradition alive 62 years later. Garrett Giles, KBIA News.
You can expect to hear the ROTC's cannon firing away this Saturday as the Missouri Tigers play for their first SEC win against the Kentucky Wildcats. That's all for this week's Off the Clock. I'm Chris Matthews. Have a great weekend.